We're continuing on about the, essentially here it's basically general rules, the truth is, about sales. And the first mission here says, a mocher peres lechavero, if someone sells to his friend seeds, okay, velot simcho, and the seeds don't grow, okay? You know, it's, when I say seeds here, let's for argument's sake say that they're wheat kernels, and he wants to plant the wheat. But you'll see in a second, it could be any seeds. Peres just means produce, it could be any. So, v'filu zera pishtan, even if the seeds were pishtan seeds, flax seeds, the reason why flax seeds is a chiddush, especially, is because unlike other seeds, like pumpkin seeds and wheat and so on, people actually, of course, eat those the seeds themselves. But zera pishtan, almost nobody gets the flax seeds for the sake of the flax, to eat them. They want to grow flax. So the point is, but even some minority people do actually eat the seeds. Flax seeds are delicious. So then, enu chaya b'achriyusan, the seller isn't responsible if the seeds didn't grow. Because he'll say, listen, you told me you wanted seeds. I assumed you wanted seeds for eating. I gave you seeds that are perfectly fine for eating. You chose to plant them. They didn't plant. It's not my fault. So the point is, since the purchaser never specified he wanted seeds that would be, that have been kept in proper conditions, that they would sprout properly and be healthy, he didn't specify that. So therefore the seller gave him regular seeds that were perfectly fine for eating. And since now there's no reason in the world to turn around and say, I'm responsible for your seeds that didn't grow. You didn't tell me you wanted seeds that would grow. Now it sounds like he's having a machlokas here, but the truth of the Gemara says it's all Reb Shimon Gamliel. And he says, listen, that's all true by seeds that are edible. But if you're talking about seeds that are totally inedible, you know, when people come and they buy, you know, I don't know, onion seeds and strawberry seeds and cucumber seeds, no one's planning on eating those seeds. Zeronagina means, I don't know, it literally means seeds for the vegetable patch, the garden, but it means seeds that are not edible, they're not eaten, they're for planting. So therefore, of course, it's inconceivable that the salesman could say, oh, I thought you were planning on eating those seeds, because no one eats those seeds. So that's untenable. For sure, he'll be responsible, the seller will be responsible, if he gave him dud seeds. Like, as long as when a light bulb doesn't work, it was obviously broken from the beginning. Now, of course, if that's not the case, between the sale of these seeds and the alleged failure for them to grow, you know, I don't know, a hailstorm came and destroyed everyone's crops, or late frost, or who knows what. So then the salesman will say, listen, there's nothing wrong with my seeds. You know, conditions were such that the seeds didn't grow. It's nothing to do with me. So that will always be a way out. But if that's not the case, then the salesman will be responsible if he was selling seeds that were either explicitly for planting or obviously for planting, because you don't buy them for any other reason besides planting, and they don't grow, then he'll be responsible to replace them.